Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Of course, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we've been doing some interviews here on Q92, also airing some weather tips that you and your family can take. Right now with us in the studio is our Q92 meteorologist, Stan Olson.
I'm not a meteorologist, Paul.
You're close.
Some people think I am.
Stan Olson from rural Madison here. He's actually our go-to guy for weather, rain, precipitation. Maynard emails him once in a while to see what he got out on his farm there. He does a really nice job with records, and that's why we have him in the studio. Talk about local weather, Stan.
Yep.
How long have you been keeping records, weather records?
Well, precipitation records, I started keeping track in 1978 when I started farming, and I just wrote down precipitation spring through fall, and I've been doing it ever, like I said, ever since then. And then in 2002, I started keeping track officially for the Soil and Water Conservation office in town here.
Okay. But, do you enjoy doing that?
I do. I really do. I've been interested in weather ever since. Yep. I think I was 10 years old. I think I told you last year. 10 years old when we lived on the Nassau corner on Highway 75, and our tornado came through there, and I can remember the events of that day like, as if they were happened yesterday. Right. Ever since then, I guess maybe that's what got me going.
Yeah, and you, last year you brought some great pictures in of your farm, right?
Yeah, I got them.
What, you got them with you again?
Yeah, okay. But we probably won't have time to get to them this
when
year.
When was that? When is that tornado that went through?
I think
your
it
farm?
Was August 9th of 1957. I was 10 years old at the time.
Okay.
Yep.
And I wasn't born yet, so.
So everybody knows how old I am. I was 10 years old in 1957.
All right. Stan, we've asked you to come in and talk about severe weather in the local area, and you have some stories you'd like to share.
Yeah, I want to start talking about storm chasers. I think everybody knows what a storm chaser is. Well, about 10 years ago, every morning about 13 minutes after 7, I like to listen to Watertown Radio to get the weather forecast for out there. And I don't remember exactly what the forecast was for that day, but it was in the spring or summer. And I'm assuming they were predicting severe weather for eastern South Dakota. So that morning, I decided I'm going to go to Watertown and do some shopping. So I left home, I don't know, mid to late morning, and I got about 2 miles north of the Clear Lake turnoff, and off to the east off of 212 on the township road back east a little ways was a car sitting facing west. And I could see that it had a couple antennas on it, and I knew it wasn't law enforcement. So I got down the road a little bit, and I said, I'll bet you that's a storm chaser. So I turned around and went back, and I drove up alongside him, and I recognized the guy right away. I'd seen him on the Weather Channel.
Oh, really?
And I'd seen him different times on the Weather Channel, and they were chasing tornadoes in different places in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And so I got, you know, talking to him about it, and I bet I talked to him 10, 15 minutes.
Oh,
but
wow.
But you, Paul, you should have seen that car. It had been in I don't know how many hailstorms. It was completely dented with from hail. And the rearview mirror on the passenger side was duct taped to the door.
No way.
Yeah.
The Weather Channel don't spare no expense.
No. But anyway,
was this, Stan?
I'm guessing 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years
ago. I don't know. But yep. I'm sure it's probably about that. But anyway, we talked, and I asked him about different weather experiences, and he told me that he lived in Oklahoma City, and they were expecting weather to develop in eastern South Dakota, so he was there to see if anything happened. Well, I talked to him, and I went to Watertown, and I did my shopping, and I was putting on gas at the Senex station before I came home. And right on the other side of the pump, there was a car, and it had a couple antennas on it. And I could see on the dashboard in the passenger side that there was a computer screen mounted. And I thought, oh, there's got to be storm chasers too. So there was a gal, but I'm guessing she was in her 50s. She was standing there putting gas in. And there was a couple, about two or three college-age guys standing by the car too. So I started talking to her. And found out that they were from St. Cloud, and she was a teacher at St. Cloud State.
Okay.
And teaching meteorology or weather, and yep. She had these couple guys along with her, hoping to see some severe weather. But anyway, when I told her that I was interested in weather and where I was from, I told her I was from Madison. She said, "Oh, I had an uncle that had a dime store in Madison years ago, and his name was Bernie Lindrud. Oh, do you remember the Lindrud store in town here?" Yep. Well, anyway, her name was Meredith Lindrud.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Yeah, I remember that, you know, growing up in the late 50s and 60s, going to that store many times." Well, anyway, So before we left, she asked for my email address and my phone number. So I headed home, and I got to the turnoff to go north on Highway 15 towards Milbank, and there was a couple cars there in the approach to the field, and I thought, these got to be storm chasers too. So I stopped and talked to them just for a couple minutes, and I don't remember where they were from, but they were storm chasers. Anyway, I got home, and I don't recall that there was any severe weather in eastern South Dakota that day, at least not close to Madison, because if they'd been close to Madison,
well, that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask. What was the weather like that day? Was it really ready for a severe weather?
I suppose it was.
Why all the storm chasers?
Well, I suppose the National Weather Service in Oklahoma City or Kansas City had, you know, the weather was ripe for severe weather in eastern South Dakota, so all these people came up to eastern South Dakota hoping to see some severe weather.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't recall that there was any severe weather, at least not in our area that day. But anyway, the very next day, and I live 3 miles northwest of Madison, the way the crow flies from Lund Implement. So right north of me, just a little ways, I could see the clouds didn't look very good. So I got in the car and I drove a half a mile north and then back east a mile to Highway 75, which would be a mile southeast of the Nassau corner there by the substation. Well, I started heading northwest, driving slow, looking at the clouds, and I saw there was a car about a half a mile ahead parked on the shoulder of the road. Well, when I got up alongside it, I thought to myself, this is the very same car that I saw at Watertown yesterday at the gas station. And I didn't stop because I didn't want to interfere with what they were doing. So I kept watching the clouds, and when I got up to the Nassau corner, the clouds hadn't gotten any worse, but I could see there was some rotation in the clouds. But anyway, it wasn't any worse. So I headed back home, going straight south in on the county road, and we didn't get any severe weather out of that. We probably got some rain or whatever out of it, but nothing severe. But anyway, about 2 days later, I got an email from her, and it was a video of about a 2-minute video of those clouds over the Nassau corner, and I could see Hermie Haas's farm site, below, and then the clouds up above. And I kept that video for a couple, 3 years on And anyway, I'd emailed it to my brother and my two sisters because we were born and raised right across the highway from it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we emailed back and forth a couple different times over the next couple of years about weather and stuff. And then the last email I got from her, she had mentioned that she was having health issues. And so I never heard from her again. And I had emailed her once after that, and I never heard back. So I don't know what happened to her. But anyway, talk about crazy things.
Amazing.
Yeah, to see her in Watertown the one day, and then a mile and a half from me the next day.
Yep.
I mean, crazy.
Then send you a video.
Yes, send me a video of it, yeah.
That's cool.
But anyway, that's all I have about weather.
I'd bet you would love to be a storm chaser.
I would. I've often thought it would be fun to go along with somebody that really knows what they're doing and actually, I'm sure people watch the Weather Channel and there's some, weather stories and, there's some really big tornadoes in different places,
It always amazes me with the technology that they have in their cars and their vehicles that they can pinpoint, this is going to happen here in a few minutes or an hour or
so. And the radar, nowadays is so sophisticated, they can tell a long time ahead what's coming. But anyway.
Okay, good story there, Stan.
Okay, then, like I said, I started keeping track of precipitation, on my farm officially in 2002. So I've had records for 19 years now. And the other day I added up all the precipitation that I'd had in those 19 years. And that includes melting the snow. And, and that gauge I got, is 4 inches in diameter. It doesn't catch all the snow, so it's not very accurate. But anyway, when I added it all up, it's 400, in those 19 years, it's 471 inches of precip, which would be 39 feet of water, which is just about four times the height of a basketball hoop. Isn't that 10 feet?
Wow,
Isn't that 10 feet high?
So that's how much rain your farm got in 19 years.
In 19 years, yep.
No drought there.
No. But wow, anyway.
That's amazing.
But anyway, in those 19 years, the most precip I had in 1 month was in June of 2014, and I had about 19 and a quarter inches.
Oh.
And then in those 19 years, the most precip I had in 1 year was in just 2 years ago, in 2019, I had 38.66 inches. And then the following year, next year, I only had 19.34, so I had about 19 inches less from 1 year to the next, which is really unusual.
Yeah.
And then in those 19 years, the least amount I had in 1 year was in 2003 and was only just about 16 inches.
What month was that? No,
that was for the year.
Oh, for the year.
For the 12 months,
yeah. 2003?
2003, yep.
How many inches again?
Just about 16.
Oh, wow.
And Madison's average from 71 to 2000, that'd be 30 years, was 24.4 inches. And then from 2001 to 2014, was 23.9, so it was only half an inch less in a whole year. So, you know, that really isn't any different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then my average in those 19 years was 24.78, so my average is about the same as everybody else's.
Okay.
And then, too, there's other people in our county. There's 9 other people in Lac Parle County that do what I do. And one is Mike Thompson. He lives down by Boyd. Another is the National Weather Service in Monty. It says on the air, and I don't know where that is. But anyway, it's got to be on this side of the mm-hmm. of the Minnesota River because it's in Minnesota. And Jeff Johnson over by Baxter Church. And on the sheet, it says National Weather Service of Dawson. So I don't know where it's, someplace in Dawson. Burton Hendrickson, about 10 miles south of Madison, right off Highway 75. And then Rosemary Weber, west of 5 Mile Corner on 212. And then the airport in Madison, and me, and Gary Hoffman over by Odessa, and then Merlin Munsterman had been keeping track until they moved to town mm-hmm. last summer, so he doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
But anyway.
So who do you report to, the people that you mentioned? Why don't you describe what they do and who they report to?
Okay, we get, at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year before, we get an envelope from the Soil and Water Conservation in town, and it's a green sheet for every single month of the year, and it's got every day on it. And so if we get precipitation, we write it down on that day, and then at the end of the month, we send it into the county.
Oh,
up here,
okay.
And we do that for the 12 months, and then for our own use, we have this sheet that we keep
yep.
you know. And write it down for ourselves.
Okay.
And I'll let you look at that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then about March of the following year, we get a report of all of the different people in Lac Parle County that keep track and how much they got each month. And then we get a weather summary report from Pete Boulay. If you've heard of Pete Boulay, he's a climatologist for the DNR, and I think he's probably in Chanhassen. Then he gives a summary of the weather events and stuff in the state of Minnesota that year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that which one have you got there, Paul?
2019. Here you go.
Well, you can have okay, it because yep. I made okay. Okay, and then okay. Anyway, in 2019. I wrote down precipitation 68 times that year.
Yeah, that's the sheet I have.
Yeah,
it's colorful.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't write down on here, or put it on that green sheet. If it's less than a half a tenth of an inch, I just leave it in the gauge and add it to it the next time we get.
Okay, gotcha.
So everything is over a half a tenth of an inch. Anyway, that in 2019, I wrote down rain 68 times, and then last year I wrote down rain 48 times. But then, like I said, we only had half as much rain last year as we did the year before.
I see in 2019, the most rain was in July with
8.6. Yep. And generally, that's our driest month.
July is?
Yep. And then if you look down here on the corner, I keep track of snowfall, too. So for the calendar year in, let's see, what year was that?
19.
In 19, we had 83 inches of snow. And, you know, it's living out in the country, it's hard to keep track of the snow because it blows all the time. So whatever Maynard says, then I write it down.
Okay.
And last year I only wrote down 36 inches of snow.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
Awesome, Stan. Anything else before we close here?
I guess not.
Wow. You do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Keeping records and everything.
Yeah, well, when you're interested in doing it, it's
it's fun.
It's easy to do it and you know, keep on top of it, you know.
I know you and Maynard work closely together.
Yeah, he called out the other day to see how much rain I had, you know, in those 3 days.
3 days.
And I had 2.65, and that was really a nice rain. Everybody got a bunch out of
it
that.
It was slow.
Yep,
and it was
there wasn't hardly no runoff. And
right.
So, no, it was... It was a rain like the doctor ordered, like they say.
Yep. Dwayne Hassett always tells me on the garden show, never complain about rain.
No, that's right. It's better to have too much than not enough.
That's right. All right, Stan. Hey, thanks for coming in again, and always enjoy visiting with you about the weather, and we'll do it again next year.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I'll try to come up with something for next year.
All right. There he goes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, Stan Olson from rural Madison. Officially, our Q92 meteorologist, we're going to call him. He really keeps does a great job keeping weather stats. And that's another interview here on Severe Weather Awareness Week.